Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday, the 23rd of April at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking about a new buy-to-let option in the housing market, and we'll be looking at the new rules on pay transparency and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Donal O'Keefe in the Irish Examiner reports that the pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has announced the loss of more than 100 jobs at its facility in Ringaskiddy in Cork. The job losses represent approximately 12% of Pfizer's 800-plus staff at that site. The losses will take the form of redundancies and will affect employees supporting manufacturing operations. They are due to occur in the final quarter of this year, and the company would not say whether the redundancies would be compulsory or voluntary. However, it is understood that staff have been informed and discussions will begin from today. In a statement, a spokesperson for Pfizer said the company was actively engaging with colleagues and their representatives, with all job-related decisions to be made with transparency, respect and in compliance with all applicable laws. And we remain committed to Ireland with approximately 4,500 colleagues in four locations across the country. Ciara O'Brien in the Irish Times reports that Dalata's chief executive Dermot Crowley will step down from his position at the formerly Irish-listed hotel group later this year, following a restructuring of the business by its new owners Pandox. Dalata was bought by the Scandinavian consortium last year. Dalata's hotel operations are currently being separated from its property business as part of a restructuring put in place by Pandox that is expected to be completed by the second half of this year. And under that deal, the Scandic Hotel Group assumes operational responsibilities for the hotels. Mr. Crowley and his deputy Shane Casserly had both committed to remain with the business to enable the transition and restructuring. After 13 years with Dalata, I have decided that now is the right time for me to step away from the business, said Crowley. I have every confidence that under the leadership of Scandic, the appointed operator, Dalata will continue to prosper. And Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that there was a nearly 40% increase in the number of electric car charging grants approved by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland during the first 3 months of this year, as the number of electric cars on roads continues to increase. During the first 3 months of this year, there have been 14,000 new electric cars registered, up from 10,000 during the same period last year. And in that time, the SEAI approved 9,400 grants for home electric chargers, up from 6,700 in early 2025. Last month alone recorded the second highest monthly number of grants approvals for electric car home chargers at 3,500.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.